Morning. We are up to the eighth and final Mishnah in Perek Hey of Maseches Peah. So again, now we are discussing the halachas of Shikcha. We mentioned yesterday that Shikcha is only called Shikcha if it's absolutely forgotten. If something is absolutely forgotten, both by the owner of the field and by those who are working the field, then it has a lach of shikcha. You cannot return to pick it up, and you have to leave it there for the aniyim to come get it. Today's Mishnah Ches, discusses a case where a person was, I guess, gathering the produce of his field in a bit of an atypical way. Because normally, what seems like what they would do is, they would cut everything down, they'd make a big pile, and then they take from that pile and bring it to wherever it was, to the silo, wherever they would work the grain that they cut down. So this person, he had a multi-step process. First, he would cut down whatever it was that he was harvesting. Let's say it was wheat. You cut down his wheat, and then he would make it into smaller piles. The Mishnah says, Hama'amer, a person makes the pile, he groups all the stuff together, Likovaos. So a bunch of different terms the Mishnah uses to describe these piles. Either it looked like a hat, or a kumsos. Kumsos was another type of hat, which was a lower, looked lower, I guess, compared to. I'm not sure exactly what type of hats they were talking about, but one was higher, one was lower.
One was a spadik and one was a
shrimal. Yeah, a spadik or a shrimal, yeah, or a sombrero. The lacharora literally means to a little cake, a little cookie. Again, also refers to a low pile. Ula amarim, again, it's another term to describe a small pile. So basically, he gathered together all his wheat into any one of these small piles, and then he plans to afterwards take it again, gather it from all these piles, and make it into another pile. So instead of cutting down the wheat and then carrying it after he cut it to make one big large pile, he had a bunch of small piles. He would cut it and make piles. And he would gather those piles together and then make one big, huge pile. That's what he would do. So halacha is, ein lo shikcha. If he forgets some of the wheat from the time that he is transporting it from small pile A to large pile B, halacha is, there's no shikcha there. And the reason is because that is not considered the end process. The shikcha only happens from the end. However, mimenul ulagoren, if he's taking from the larger pile, ulagoren, into the silo, in such a case, yesho shikcha, that is where the halacha of shikcha kicks in. The halacha of shikcha will kick in at the final step of gathering everything together and bringing it inside. If, after he gathers everything together from the large pile, he realizes, oh my gosh, I left something behind, that indeed has a halacha of a shikcha, and he cannot return to pick it up. He leaves that for the aniyim. Similarly, ha'amer lagodish, if a person piles everything up into a big, large pile, so yesh lo shikcha, there is shikcha, imenu lagoren, ein lo shikcha. So here's the opposite, because in this case, where he's bringing everything into the godish, into this pile, that is his final step. That's where he's cutting everything off of the ground. He's detaching it, and he's bringing it into a big, large pile. That is where he's going to work it. That's where he's going to work the wheat. So, in such a case, anything he leaves behind in the field before he puts it into this pile, that indeed will have the halacha of shikcha. But mimenu lagoren, from this large pile that he made, as he carries it into the silo, there is no shikcha because that's already post the gemar malacha of cutting it off the field. That's already when it's in the stage of working it. Zaklal, the Mishnah sums it up and says, Kol ma'amir limkom shehu gemar malacha. Anytime a person gathers together wheat to a place where is the gemar malacha, it's the final step, yesh lo shikcha, that is where the halacha of shikcha will take effect. Yimenu lagorin, from there on, ein lo shikcha, because it's post the final step of working the field. It's already in the stage of working the wheat. Limkom, the Mishnah says, however, limkom she'ein a gemar malacha, if a person gathers all the wheat to a place where it's not a gemar malacha, then Indeed, ein lo shekha, whatever he leaves behind, does not have the halacha of shekha, and he's allowed to gather whatever he wants and bring it to a pile. But from there on, from that next stage, mimenu la goren, from that next stage, yesh lo shekha, that is where shekha will take effect. Well, we're going to stop here because it's the end of the fifth parak. Meretz Hashem will start after Rosh Hashanah again with the sixth parak of Maseches Peah. Ksiva v'chsiva teva. We're going to have a good convention to you.